All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Look out, this may be for real. Forget the pornographic walkthrough on the stream and the ins and outs of it, Barry. Welcome to the real world. We are on. Nick is at the studio. We are at Prime Social.
Yeah, so does this mean I can't say... Just kidding, John. I would never do that to you.
You might.
I might. Is Nick back too, or did we lose Nick?
Okay,
very good. So we are back. It's good to be back. I got to tell you, this place is it's a lot fancier than I thought it would be. I've never
really
been to Prime Social. As I was saying earlier on the stream, there are celebrities in the house. You mentioned Rafer Alston, Skip to Malou.
Eric Riley
is here. Also, Derek Lewis in the house. There's a contest going on. If you knock him out of the tournament, don't try to punch him. But if you knock him out of the tournament, you win a prize or something like that. So get out here to Prime Social. Get your gamble on, legally, of course.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Play some poker.
Evidently, this used to be a Brazilian steakhouse, and it is like a little, kind of a little bit of Vegas. You know, it's kind of...
It's very nice.
Upscale, yeah. Classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the decor and the ladies' outfits and everything like that that goes with it. Very, very nice place. We are elevated high above the casino so that we can keep an eye on things.
Yeah, well, we're not really.
Okay, we might be on blocks. It just depends. But we're here for you. Sorry about the delay. I know you enjoyed the battle of we versus us versus them and how it worked out. Turned out great.
Gig them.
Yeah.
Good job, Aggs.
You're fighting Texas Aggies if thought to fight another day in that right color commentator.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. We're good.
If you missed the stream, it was off the chain, as the kids say. Mm-hmm. We had a good time. One thing we're working on, you know, we didn't do any kind of special bracket. This year, right? Like last year on game day, we did a meta bracket where we took all the bracket ideas that have ever been done and put them into a bracket and called it the meta bracket.
Like best burgers.
Yeah, like best TV show,
right.
All that stuff.
Right.
So it just naturally occurred that we're going to do a curse word bracket for the show. So I'm putting that together now. With Joel's input, we're up to 21. We're trying to get to 64.
Every hour, you will be giving updates on the air.
I will read them live.
The 10 are? Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Right. 10 at a time?
I'll do them like real fast, like the micro machine guy.
Okay.
And we'll just, that way it doesn't take that long, and we can fit it into the 8-second dump area.
Don't sell yourself short either. Besides creating that list, and that list is ongoing, we also have already created your first album. So we know the title, we know the record label, we know your name,
yes,
your stage name, so we're going to roll with all that as well. So we've got a lot that's going on right now.
Yes, good times indeed. Fred, are you out?
Oh, no.
No way.
Breaking news, Fred Fowler has been knocked out. Did you tell the truth, you just didn't care. You tried. Well, it happens. That's what you're going to do, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The Falcon has flown. He is out of the poker tournament.
He's like, okay, don't rub it in.
Devastating. I would have picked him to be the last man standing.
No, I got in real good there. I got in two races. I had ace-king against sixes and didn't win that one. And then one hand later, I get queens against ace-king and didn't win that one. So
really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. No complaints. I played pretty well. I just...
That's how it goes, right?
Yeah, you know, you gotta win some coin flips to win these things, and
yeah,
happen to lose two in a row.
Well,
nice place, though, man. It's a really good tournament structure. If you're looking for an afternoon tournament, this is a cool place to come out to. And I had a lot of fun. We had a good table. Granado's at my table. He's still alive too, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
AJ, so from the station, it was you, Granado, AJ, Lance,
and I was the first one out.
And you were the first. Yeah. Oh, you're going to get it so bad.
I never would have bet on that.
I know.
You're never going to hear the end of it.
But I was telling Granado about 5 minutes in. It's like, man, I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to get incredibly unlucky. I didn't get incredibly unlucky. I just.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had a couple of decent hands.
Yeah, I got in good. It just
So you were the Arizona Wildcats of this year's tournament.
I wouldn't go that far. I put up a better fight than they did.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I got to tell you, yesterday, Joel,
I
felt
I
so bad
know.
For him.
I knew this was coming up.
I felt so bad for him because he was like, man, I'm not, I got a sleeper in my bracket, and I'm not telling anyone because I want to win this whole thing, and I kept trying to pry it out of him. Hoo-hoo, he goes, I'm not telling you. That was 2 days ago. And then we came in yesterday and we're like, who's your sleeper? He's like, Arizona. I think that they're flying under the radar. And I was just like, oh, I feel terrible for him.
You don't.
I don't.
You enjoyed that.
I don't. But I think Arizona ended up being a lot of people's sleeper pick. Yeah. Or at least a team that you could eye that could say, you know what?
Yeah, I just thought that they were a lower seed than they should have been, but they obviously played to show that they maybe should have been lower than they were. So they got bounced out, and obviously everybody's still going to have all the scrutiny in the world going on to that program. Going forward, but the two big guys weren't dumb. They're like, hey, see ya. We enjoyed our year at Arizona. We're heading to the NBA.
I saw a funny meme where it said, look, the $100,000 was for the regular season, not the tournament.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's I was like, wow.
Yeah.
The internet has no chill. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, Fred, because you play a lot of poker and you've been to Vegas and other things. I said this is almost like a little slice of Vegas here in Houston, Texas. It's nice. It's upscale. They take good care of you. There's still lots of TVs and things going on, so it's very cool.
It is, and it's really cool to see clubs like this that have opened up because I'm used to the – for years I played in a lot of these underground rooms where you'd worried about somebody shooting you in the head when you walked out.
Right.
And it was – yeah, there'd be five tables there, and I mean, it was, but you come here, and it is. It's just like going to a casino and playing. And I'm not a big casino guy, but I love playing poker. And when we go to Vegas, I'm always basically just jumping from tournament to tournament and playing poker and horses. So I can come sit in here and play poker and goof off on the ponies online. And
you would love playing. I love playing poker. I'm just not good at it, but I love playing.
Yeah, and today really, I knew there was no way we'd be able to finish before the show started.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just wanted to get some table time in and see what the tournament structure was like,
yeah,
and see what the play was like. And next time I come over here and play, I'll have a better idea
of
how things work.
How is that going to work with AJ if he doesn't get balances? He's going to have to walk away?
One of you guys are going to hang around and start the show with me.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I see everybody knee deep in it, but we appreciate you stopping in, Fred, because you're doing a little double duty.
Yeah, well, I didn't intend to be here this soon.
Yeah, sorry you had to do the show, Fred.
But happy to be here, and you guys enjoy the rest of your show.
All right, man.
All right, that's Fred Fowler right there. He'll be a part of the Blitz that joins the station lineup again at 4 o'clock, takes you till 7, right here at Prime Social, where we are having a good time on a Friday. We'll be here next Friday as well if you want to stop in. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. Mike and Tammy Gust have been doing a great job in the Houston area with anything that you need for your vehicle. Yeah, the name says Wheels and Tires, but it's so much more. They're conveniently located at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, but you can also go to AmericanWheelandTire.com and see all the things they can do for your vehicle. Yeah, they do wheels and tires, and they can repair your wheels and tires, even with stock rims and tires, not necessarily all the custom ones. They can do it either way and save you a lot of money. Most of the time when you go to some of the big-time stores with the big national names, they're going to tell you right away, you have to replace this, you have to replace that, you need a new tire, you need a new rim. That's not the case. They can normally repair it for a lot cheaper and still have it look the exact same way. They also have lift kits, Kevlar coating, wraps, off-road accessories like steps and bumpers and lights for your SUV or your pickup truck. And if you take your vehicle in there, you're going to be very comfortable. Their waiting room is top-notch. It's leather sofas. There's a big window to watch your vehicle being worked on. They're going to communicate with you throughout the process so you know what's going on, and you're not going to get charged for something that you didn't want or need. It's just the way they do business. They're in Houston. You're in Houston. They want to build that relationship. Check them out, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or AmericanWheelandTire.com.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.